You can run, but you can't hide. Are you a runner, a hider, both? I've never been into running as a hobby or a sport, and don't understand the appeal of lycra and sweat. I'm not saying I wouldn't break into a jog in an emergency, or if I was about to be run over by a bus, but it's not something that I'd choose out of pleasure. The only running that I've done has usually been out of a necessity to escape, often from pain and truth. When it comes to hiding, I've had lots of practice. And when I was looking at a dictionary definition, I found it amazing that it talks about hiding being concealing the shelter, concealing for shelter and protection. Hiding is to turn away, turn the eyes and the face away in shame and anger. And hiding is evading responsibility. Wow, that's definitely explained me and described me. If procrastination and hiding is the action of delaying, evading and turning away from something, then I'm definitely an expert at that. Recently, I've been thinking and pondering about why is it that I put off some of the things that I find overwhelming, and even some things I know that God's asking me to do. Why do I sometimes still find myself hiding who I am, even when I love God? Why do I want to be seen, yet want to hide at the same time? Why is it that I want to open my mouth and speak truth and speak Jesus, yet sometimes find myself slipping back into that comfortable mask of insecurity and fear that always keeps me hidden and alone? My brother used to call me the prolonger. I can hear him saying that word now, when we were kids. So it must have been something which I was known for. I can remember when my son was around 5 years old. He used to put a tea towel on his head when he'd done something wrong or he'd been told off, because he didn't want to be seen and certainly didn't want to be looked at. If he reads this, he'll definitely kill me. In fact, I wonder if he thought he was invisible. I was thinking about the game of hide and seek, a game most of us have played in our lives. As a child, I craved to be the seeker, the one in control of everything. Yet I often found more comfort in the hiding and the concealing of myself. The hiding and the separation from the others was exciting and lonely at the same time. The joy of seeking, of seeing the seeker's face at the end of the game, when the temporary separation came to an end, was disappointing, yet exhilarating at the same time. But what happens if no one finds us and we stay hidden? What if we've been hiding for so long and been playing hide and seek for so long that we've become used to the darkness? What if we can no longer hear the seeker's voice calling us? I know that I'm definitely not alone in hiding, because it's a human condition and many people have told me that they hide too. So why do we hide? And when did we start hiding? I hide sometimes because of insecurity, fear of judgment, esteem issues, guilt, shame, worthlessness, caused by many different experiences. And it appears that most of us hide for similar reasons. So what's so wrong then with hiding? Well, the problem with hiding, as I see it, is that it traps and isolates us from our relationships. It keeps us stuck in toxic thinking patterns and behaviours that are often based on lies anyway. And we can become so familiar with feeling lonely and isolated that anything else feels wrong. We pretend to be something other than our real, authentic, broken selves, and then wonder why we feel confused and resentful. God knows who we are, why and what we hide, even if we don't. One friend sadly told me recently that she hides from others when shopping because she feels ugly. What a comparison to make. How harsh on herself. And I wonder where this idea came from, because when I see her, all I see is the most beautiful woman with such a big, kind heart. In chapter 23 of the book of Jeremiah, it says, "Who can hide in the secret places so that I cannot see them? Do not I fill the heaven and earth, declares the Lord." I was driving one day last week, talking to God, asking him to show me when and where my hiding came from. And God brought to mind two incidences that happened to me when I was at primary school. Both incidences I thought were insignificant, meant nothing, until I realised that on top of existing childhood trauma, these two incidents confirmed my desperation and need to hide and conceal who I was. Interestingly, both incidents occurred around the time that my sister Anne died. The first one, I remember, was a teacher that I loved and respected humiliated me when she asked me how to spell the word February, which actually was my birthday month. I missed out the R because I was so nervous. And she laughed in front of the class, called me stupid, and said the words, "You should just give up." The second incident, that same teacher, just the day after my sister died, as I was at school, told me I was rubbish at violin and should give that up too. When God showed me these two incidents, I could see really clearly when I started to hide at age 8 and when I started to put things off. There have been many more incidences that have led me to seek refuge and hide, but these were just some of the first ones that were brought to mind. You see, I believe that teacher spoke the truth because I didn't know any different. I didn't share these words spoken with others and certainly didn't challenge them. They became my identity. I met fear and shame and started to hide, hoping that I wouldn't be seen, heard or spoken to. Words spoken over children are so powerful. I used to imagine that I was invisible and still do sometimes. Or is that just me? My favourite hiding places have been, usually, "I'm okay, thanks, and I will fix you so that you can't see me." I wonder what your favourite hiding places are. I wonder, when did you start hiding? Who and what are you hiding from anyway? Do you know who God says that you are? Or do you believe the lies spoken over you, like I did? In the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve sinned and started to hide from God because they felt fear and shame. In verse 9, God called to Adam, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden and was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." God didn't ask the question, "Where are you?" because he wanted to find them. He knew exactly where Adam and Eve were, just as he knows where we are too. God calls to me too when I get stuck in my own sin and live in lies spoken over me. He says, "Where are you, Sarah?" just as he did in the Garden of Eden. God knows when I've become stuck and he calls me back. He's not gone anywhere. It's me that stopped living in the truth. He says, "Stop hiding. Let me help you." So when I feel stuck and start to hide, it's usually because I've picked up a few mind snakes from the past and lived in them for a short time. Sometimes a rebellious, self-centred Sarah gets in the way of God, but I soon feel that holy conviction that I'm off track and living in lies again. I'm reminded in Psalm 32 verse 7 that Jesus is my true hiding place and the safest only place to be. So then, how can we stop hiding from ourselves, from others, and from God at the same time and have joy? For me, it's simple, not easy. I first ask the Holy Spirit, who's not weird, to reveal any area in my life and my heart that I've been hiding from him. I ask what I'm still holding on to that's not mine to carry. For me, it's usually control. Then I thank God for showing me any areas of my maggoty heart, like my selfishness, control and wrong thinking, so that I can be forgiven and receive God's healing touch. I then believe that I'm forgiven, and I can rejoice in the fact that I'm known personally by God because of what Jesus did on the cross and what the Holy Spirit reveals in me. The last few days, as a church family, we've had some shocking news about a friend who's become so ill, who very soon may see the face of Jesus. What a joy for her, but goodness, what a shock and sadness for the family. And as I'm writing this blog about hiding, I'm faced with the fact that life really is short, and we are meant to shine our light, not hide it. I often fall into thinking I have an infinite amount of time. How arrogant. Then I'm reminded that our earthly life can be all over in the blink of an eye. Or using my husband's favourite phrase, we only have a 2-second slice of life. My prayer then, Lord, I pray that anyone reading this, including me, knows that time is short and we have an eternity of life and death or death before us. Lord, we choose life. Forgive us, Lord, when we have wronged you or others and become self-centered hiders. Help us all to let go of the obstacles that are in the way as you call us back time and time again. Refresh and renew our minds, Lord, as we seek to do all that you ask us to do. Give us the strength and the courage to shine your light and come out of the dark hiding places, to walk in the freedom that is given to all who believe in you, Lord. God bless.